Good morning, everyone. I'm Matt Ricker. You're listening to The Chamber Show here on WVOX on 1460 on your AM dial or worldwide at WVOX.com. We're here every second and fourth Monday of the month. And in studio with me today is Catherine White, Executive Director for the Chamber of Commerce here in New Rochelle. And our guest today is Robert from PMI Property Management right here in Westchester. So, Robert, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning, guys. Thank you, Matt and Catherine. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, my first question for you is, tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got into property management and how you founded your company.
Sure, Matt. So PMI Hudson Property Management is a boutique company servicing the Westchester County area. We manage properties from Yonkers all the way up to Peekskill. We also go into the Northern Bronx area. How I started in property management, I've been managing a small portfolio of family properties. It's been about 5 to 10 years, while at the same time holding a full-time corporate job. A few years ago, I decided to take a buyout from corporate America. In that role, I was a project manager working within the IT space. With that background, it was a good segue to getting into property management full time. I enjoy real estate. I enjoy all the facets of real estate. So that's what brought me into the PMI family.
All right. Great. Now, tell me about the size of your business, how many partners you have, and how many residential properties you currently manage, and what tools can prospective people who want to get involved with PMI have?
Sure, Matt. So, like I mentioned, we are a small boutique company. I'm part of a franchise that manages over 18,000 doors from coast to coast, from California to Maine down to Florida, and over 42,000 HOA properties. Each office is independently owned. I was awarded the Westchester County area, and what sets us apart from other property management companies is our state-of-the-art marketing and state-of-the-art accounting systems on the back end.
All right. Now, tell me about timely rent collection, and what kind of service is that, and what's covered by the management?
Sure. Timely rent collection, man. So we have an online portal for the tenant and the landlord. Tenants can go on right onto our website, PMIHudson.com, and pay their rent. We strongly urge for tenants to pay their monthly rent online. You know, some of them may want to pay by cash, and we have formed a relationship with third parties, businesses such as Walgreens, Walmart, and CVS. Where someone that can only pay by cash, either they don't have access to a computer, they don't have the means to be paying online, they can go into these establishments, they can pay their rent, and then the cashier or whoever they're paying their rent at these establishments will give them a vendor PIN ID where they can go and pay their rent online.
All right. Yeah, that's I'm sure that gets used a lot, you know, because cash is sort of a challenging thing to keep track of, especially when you're talking about a lot of property.
Exactly. Yeah, kind of minimize, you're right, the transaction, cash going back and forth.
Absolutely. So I noticed on your website you have a little guide for self-managing your rental property, and you have a lot of different sections on there, such as cost of hiring a management company, tenant screening, advice about writing leases, and what to do in terms of late rent. Can you start by telling us a little bit about the cost of hiring a management company? You had said that you have pricing on your website,
right,
and that you're very transparent, and most property management companies don't offer that.
Right. So what we're seeing out there in the industry, Matt, a lot of companies don't put their pricing online. We like to be transparent as much as possible. And that's kind of what we that's our motto at PMI. And a lot of times what we're also encountering is a lot of landlords, they think they can manage their own properties, which they probably can. There's nothing saying that they can't. They want to save the cost. And a lot of them, what they do, either they download your generic leases off the net, the internet. But what they're missing is a lot of these leases, what we have to offer, you know, we have a lot of additions to the lease to cover the landlord, to protect the landlord, such as we have a good pet screening policy that we include in our leases, and also the early termination. policy within our leases. And again, a lot of landlords manage their own properties, they're self-managed, but we find those investors who are trying to build their portfolio, they feel that the costs that we are charging are kind of nominal. As they build their portfolio, they don't have time. They don't have time to handle mm-hmm. all the calls that come from the vendors, rent collection, market their properties.
Right.
But we offer a whole gamut. We offer everything from soup to nuts.
All right. Yeah. So it's not necessarily a one size fits all for every landlord, for every property. But you guys help them through that process and getting the appropriate pricing.
Absolutely. Our pricing starts, you know, we have two tiers of pricing. We have your regular flat fee, and then we have your premium package.
Okay.
With the premium package, we will provide landscape supervision, snow removal supervision. We'll pay your utilities, taxes, your mortgage. So it's more in depth. We also have quite a few guarantees with the upper tier policy, which is what we brand ourselves with.
So can you tell me a little bit about tenant screening? I know that can be challenging for a lot of owners, landlords of apartments or condos, and how you walk them through that, because that can be very hard for a landlord trying to do little background checks on every person they're allowing into their building. And, you know, they may not necessarily like the type of people that they're letting in, and they may not fit right in their building. So how do you guide them through that?
So we have an online application. Tenants go up to the to our portal. They can fill out an application. Again, in the state of New York, it's a flat fee of $20 for a tenant to fill out an application.
Okay.
They fill out the application, and what we require from a tenant, we require W-2s, previous year's income taxes, landlord references. We do a criminal check, background check, credit check. And we know that not everyone has a top-tier credit score, and so we take it on a case-by-case basis. Mm-hmm. Even though up on our portal we tell people you need to have a 650 minimum credit score, we have to take it case-by-case, because you may have a great income, and you may be a recent college graduate trying to build up your credit history. So, of course, you know, you're not going to have the credit score that it's not going to be up there in the 650 to 700 range.
Right. Okay. And then you were talking a little bit before about writing leases and how it's not recommended that they can just go on Google and say how to write a lease, because that may not be what's right for that particular landlord or company.
Yeah, landlords now have to protect themselves. Getting your generic lease offline is good. But again, those leases don't have the early termination clause. They don't have policies regarding pet screening. Those are just two of the things that we include in our leases.
Okay. Now, I was looking on your website, and you have a lot of different guarantees. 21-day guarantee, eviction, on-time rent, pet guarantee, happiness leasing, and results.
Sure.
Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Sure. We can start with the first one. I think you mentioned the 21-day guarantee.
Yes.
So when we sign up with a landlord, we're going to market your property. We're going to get you a tenant. And if from the time you sign the contract, if your property is not leased within 21 days, you do not pay the first month management fee.
All right. And then I know there's a lot of them, but I'm curious about the pet guarantee.
The pet guarantee, we guarantee to cover any damages that your pet, that the tenant's pet may cause within the property.
Okay. Yeah, I always, when I hear that certain buildings don't allow pets, I'm like, oh, why is that?
Nowadays, we're finding people love their pets.
Yeah.
Whether it's your dog, your cat, your rabbit, they love the pets. They'll pay a little bit more on rent.
Right, I'm sure.
Pay a pet deposit if the landlord requires it, but
yeah.
They want to keep their pets. They want to keep their pets with them. And that's an attractive part when you market a piece of property of allowing pets.
Well, yeah, it is understandable if they charge a little bit more, because you never know if the pet does damage to the space.
Right.
But
I think, Matt, one thing I also want to highlight on those guarantees is the eviction guarantee. So what we tell landlords, we're so confident on vetting process of the tenant that if we place a tenant onto your property and we have to evict them, we'll carry the cost of evicting them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really nice, because I'm sure most people don't want to be bothered with.
Oh yeah, they're trying to, especially in the state of New York, where it can be, it can get pretty hairy to try to evict the tenant.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell me about your results guarantee.
The prospective landlord is not happy with the services that we provided. We don't lock them into a 12-month contract.
Okay.
After 30 days notice, they can move on and pick another property management company.
Oh, great. So,
yeah.
Okay. Now, you were telling me before we came on about the software that's by Buildum. And about the survey that they conduct. And, you know, how do you use their survey and software?
The survey, which we're just trying to gauge what other property management companies, what are the pluses, what are the minuses, what are the tenants, landlords, how they're filling out the survey and how satisfied they are. What are some of the things they're looking for in a property management company?
Okay. All right. What advice do rental owners have for property managers? I see that that's one of the things on this survey. Lots of different answers, such as please be open and honest with your communications, be a quick communicator, be thorough, make my property inviting to good tenants, show them in dollars how a property manager will save me money over doing it myself.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we kind of hang our hat on.
Yeah.
Again, transparency. Landlords, investors, they want to know that when they call, you're going to pick up the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's one of the things that they're harping on. That's one of the things. That's one of the pain points.
Now, tell me about the five services that owners want property managers to offer on that survey. I see there's rent and fee collection. There's maintenance and repairs.
Yes. So rent collection, again, having an online portal makes it easy for the tenant.
Right. Absolutely.
Also have the online portal for the landlord where they can see where their financials are at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Maintenance repair. We have an extensive relationship with the vendors in Westchester County. We make sure they're licensed and insured. And we also have 24/7 access for the tenant to submit any maintenance requests or work orders they may have.
Okay. So if a pipe bursts in the middle of the night, they can go on there and report that.
Yeah, and obviously it's an emergency phone call, they're going to speak to someone.
Yeah.
They're going to speak to someone, and that person is going to gather more information.
Okay.
And then if it's something that's really critical, they're going to dispatch someone out right away.
All right.
If it's something that could wait till the next morning, they'll wait till the following morning.
Okay. All right, great. This was good. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more. So thank you for joining us, and we'll be right back.
WVOX's listeners just don't let up. Man, they are relentless. 1460 WVOX. Call Judy Fremont or David O'Shaughnessy in our advertising department to take advantage of WVOX's unique standing as Westchester's only remaining local radio voice. Advertisers can now reach a lot more concerned, involved, and active listeners with WVOX. Other stations have bailed out. Actually, they've completely given up and abandoned all local programming. So for a smarter radio advertising buy these days, rely on WVOX and worldwide on WVOX.com. Reasonable and affordable advertising. Call Judy Fremont or David O. at 914-636-1460 for effective 60-second, 30-second, or special program rates. 914-636-1460. Now, the only local radio game in the Golden Apple.
1460 WVOX.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Chamber Show here on WVOX. I'm Matt Ricker, and thank you for joining us. We're here on the second and fourth Monday of every month. And if any of our viewers would like to call up, our number is 914-636-0110 and ask about Chamber in general or any questions about property management. We would be happy to take your questions. All right. So, Robert Oramus, thank you again for joining us. And, before we went on break, I was talking about the Buildum software, the survey, that different rental owners take. So I wanted to touch a little bit about, I see that 44% of rental owners agree that quick response times and good communication skills are among the most important qualities that a property manager can possess. And 72% of renters feel that it's very important their property manager is easy to get a hold of and resolves issues quickly. And then a lot also want owners to with regular updates about their property, you know, so that's whether someone's sink breaks or a pipe bursts in the middle of the night.
For sure.
I'm sure that they would like an update every couple hours. We're waiting for this part to come in. We should be back to that apartment within the next 4 hours. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Sure. So PMI Hudson, you know, property management, we are quick responder, not only to the landlord, but also to the tenant. The last thing we want to hear from a tenant is, hey, you took 2 days to address my toilet being clogged or my sink being clogged. And the same with the landlord. You know, they want to be kept abreast. They can be kept abreast as much as they want or as little as they want. So we give them that option. What they give us is a reserve fund that we can work off of.
Okay.
You know, and some of them say, hey, I've given you a reserve fund. Don't bother me for anything that's less that needs to be addressed. And that's going to cost less than this amount. And some of them say, hey, you know what? We want to know every single thing. We want to know every single issue that you encounter with my property.
Mm-hmm.
And again, some investors, landlords are in state or they can be out of state. We still give them that boutique, customized customer relation.
Great. Yeah. Well, I was also noticing that there's a lot of technologies and amenities that your clients look for, such as 65% like paying rent online, which is a little, we talked about that a little earlier, how it's much easier than handling cash all the time. They also like 58% like communicating via text or email. Not everyone can talk on the phone all the time. 49% like applying for rentals online, access to a resident portal, and 45% like filing maintenance requests online.
Right.
And it says here in the survey that though interest has stayed roughly constant among Generation Z and Millennial renters over time, Gen X residents and baby boomers are more interested in technology than they were just given a year ago. So I find that very interesting because, you know, if you're busy at work all day and, you know that there's an ongoing issue, the tenant will, and I'm sure the landlord would want some sort of update on, you know, what the status is of a certain issue. So I thought that's very interesting.
Yeah, Matt, I'll just chime in there. You know, technology has come a long way in property management. I know people just, you know, still think as property manager, collect rent and hear tenants' complaints, but so much automation has been built in within the last 5-10 years. And it continues to increase.
Yeah.
It's gonna be even more automated than what we have today.
Yeah, that's great. We can only imagine what the future will bring.
Right. But I don't think he's going to eliminate that, you know, face-to-face customer relation.
Yeah,
that's, you know, also myself important. Calling the landlord, myself calling the tenant or someone within my team to give them updates to let them know what's going on whenever, you know, they report an issue, and also to constantly communicate with the landlord on if we come across any issues and anything else that they want to discuss with us.
So, Robert, do you have any final words that you would like to add?
Yeah, again, PMI Hudson Property Management, we service and manage not only single families, but multifamilies, also small commercial strip places. Mm-hmm. Anything under 30,000 square feet is our sweet spot.
Great.
And also HOA associations.
All right. Yeah, that's great. And Robert, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you'll be able to come back in the future. And for now, I'm Matt Ricker. You were listening to The Chamber Show here on WBOX. And thank you again, Robert. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Matt, and thank you, Catherine. You guys have a great day.